So in 2002, I set up this deal where I was working partly for Intel, who had a research lab in Cambridge, the computer chip company, partly for Cambridge University, helping them establish projects for women in computing, and partly for Queen Mary, helping the computer science department establish a research strategy. And it was terrific. It was doing the kinds of things I like doing, which is making things happen. The project in Cambridge was a project, it started off just as a project in Cambridge, and it was about supporting and mentoring women in the computer science department. But we rapidly then got funding to make it into a national initiative, and it was specifically to support women engaged in computing research. And we got funding to run a number of pilot activities, really to then see what would be good ones to carry on permanently. And we've now identified the ones that want to carry on permanently, and these are a mentoring network, a network for senior women, and an annual event where we get together younger researchers to give technical talks, talk to each other, network, have a bit of career discussion, and generally, you know, build links with other people. And it's a very exciting project, and it's particularly exciting, I think, because you get to see so many younger women and get to see people's careers develop. And so it's been really exciting seeing the next generation of women computer scientists come along. And for instance, now there are, I think, all the major computer science departments probably have one or two female professors, and we've seen people in a great variety of areas come on. It's terrific. And what we're hoping, there's a wonderful conference that happens every year in the States called the Grace Hopper Conference, and we are going to run a Grace Hopper Conference in Britain.
Great.
It pulls together women in universities and industry, and it's just a very positive and energizing atmosphere.